الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, mothers and sisters and beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The topic assigned to me for tonight is Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamah. Before we start the topic itself, we need to understand certain important points. Ashratu Sa'ah in Arabic, Ashrat is the plural of Sharat. You speak the Urdu language, in Urdu and Arabic you have a word that is very similar, and that is Sharatun, a sukoon on the Re, a sukoon on the Ra. Sharatun, Shurutun, that means conditions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimuna ala Shurutihim, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Muslims are bound by their contracts. So that is shart, with a sukoon, a jazm on the ra or re, and the plural is shurut. For Qiyamah we use the word sharatun, not Sheraton Hotel now. That sharat, sharat means a fatha, a zabar on the ra, and the plural is ashrat. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla uses the word فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاتُهَا. Indeed the signs have already come of the day of Qiyamah. Qiyamah, from the time we went to madrasa and to primary school or religious school, whatever you want to call it, we heard the word Qiyamah, Qiyamah. An entire surah is dedicated to this day, Suratul Qiyamah. Why is Qiyamah called Qiyamah? لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ. Because on that day, wherever you have been buried, on land, in water, or anywhere else, people will stand up from the place where they were buried in. So Qiyamah means the place of standing. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the noble Quran rejects what the atheists, what the polytheists would say. They used to say that there is no such thing like Qiyamah, as we find today many secularists studying us. What are you talking about, life after death? You must enjoy yourself in this world and it will continue just like that. We are born, we die, the next lot will come and this will just continue. It is an ongoing cycle. Almighty Allah in the Quran tells us, La. La kama taqulun, it means no, not what you are saying, it's incorrect. La uqsimu bi yawmil qiyamah, it is not what you are saying. I, Allah Azza wa Jalla, I take an oath bi yawmil qiyamah, on that day, the day of justice, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. Our deen, brothers, deen, we translate it normally as religion. If you study the philology and the history of this word from an Arabic perspective, then you would know deen means justice. The Master Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu salam told us one hadith, and you need to eliminate this hadith and place it in the front of your house or in your lounge or in one of your rooms. Al-birru la yubla. That your righteous deeds and good deeds, they never ever get worn out. Meaning righteous deeds are always good. They don't go out of fashion. وَالْذَنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى. And the vices and the sin, they don't get forgotten. It is Allah's grace, it is His mercy when a person, that masterpiece cries to Allah, Allah erases it, but it is never forgotten by Almighty Allah. الْبِرُّ لَا يُبْلَى. The righteous deeds and good deeds never get worn out, never go out of fashion. وَالْذَنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى. And the sins, they never are forgotten. By Allah it means. وَالْدَيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is Dayyan. Dayyan. Dal. Ya. Noon. The alif comes there. Dayyan. The one who is the most just. He never ever dies. Creation will perish. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Everything on this face of this earth, on this universe, everything will perish. But He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, His countenance will remain. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everyone will perish. وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتْ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِئْمَلْ مَا شِئِتْ. Do as you want to do. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانْ. As you do, so will you reap. As you treat people, so will you be treated. So when we speak of Dayan, we speak of Deen, Maliki Yawmi Deen, Mawlana Ashraf Sahib wonderfully read it now. The owner of the day of justice, absolute justice will prevail on that day. From a logical perspective also, you must have the day of Qiyamah. For us as Muslims, it is a day, it is an article of faith. We must believe in it. But I am telling you from a logical perspective also, it is compulsory that we need that day. You woke up last night, you're going to wake up tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, in the darkness of the night. You left your hot bed, you left everything, and you went to read 2 rakats, 4 rakats, tahajjud salat. No one knows about it between you and your Creator. Is it not but right that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of His fadl and grace and mercy, should reward you for that? Today's world where vice and crime is glorified, they make films, they write books and novels. A person perpetrates the perfect crime, they call it. He robbed the bank, or he robbed somebody or some corporate of millions of dollars or pounds. And they call it the perfect crime. Must he not pay the price for his punishment? Must he not pay for that crime of his? Must there not be punishment for him? That is why logically also Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla brought this day. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in two qiyamats. The micro and the macro. What is the micro? Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. You heard today so and so person passed away, yesterday so and so person passed away. So at a micro level, individual level, that individual's qiyamat has started already. And one is the macro. On that day when Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will let everything go and perish. So that is the macro where everything would be demolished and everything will just be perished and destroyed. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us signs, and that is His mercy. Simple. You travel here on this road in Leicester, you go from here to London, and you find signs on the road, stop ahead. You find a sign that there is a congestion in front on your computer screens. You find a sign that there's a traffic light ahead. So ordinary human beings, man-made constitution, they give you signs that something is going to happen 100 yards, 200 yards from now. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla giving us signs. Oh human being, remember once death takes hold of you, then it is point of no return. Your individual qiyamah has started. Now what are the signs that should prepare you for that ultimate day when you will meet your Creator? Think about it seriously, brothers. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah again, when we take Alamatul Qiyamah or Ashratul Sa'ah, we break it up into three different categories. Alamatul Sughra, the minor signs. Then the Alamatul Kubra, the major signs. And then the Akbarul Kabair, the biggest signs one can find, meaning Qiyamah is about to start. Alamatul Sughra, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, using his Mubarak fingers and his hand said, Ana wassa'a kahatain. I, Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the day of Qiyamah are like this. Meaning that I am also one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. So that is a minor sign. Then we come to the major signs. That is the time where we, me and you are living in. It's obvious in half an hour, 1 hour, I cannot cover everything. But let's take the sum of the signs that are predominant, rife and rampant in our society. I'm just taking them not in sequence as mentioned in the hadith. Number one, Nabi alayhi salatu salam spoke about وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ, that a person will be so obedient to his wife and his mother, he would turn her away. Now what have we done in today's society, you the youth especially? حُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, our very parents who were the cause and the reason for our physical existence, we have rebelled against them. Yes, the parents are also to blame to a certain extent. Why are the parents to blame? They gave the children the best things as far as clothes go, computers and cars and so forth. And the character aspect, they neglected it. We did not give them the spiritual nourishment, and therefore we find our children who are rebelling many a time against us. But that does not justify your action as youth, as children. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions so many places in the Quran. It's a topic on its own. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has decreed your sustainer, nourisher. Do not worship anybody, anything, إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, but Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, with your parents you do good. Allah never ever told the parents you be kind and compassionate to your child. That is innate, inborn, inherent in a parent. The father, mother would give everything for the comfort of their child. But the zalim child sometimes, he forgets. So Allah reminds him, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, do good unto your parents. Parents are strong, parents are tough, 20, 30, 40 years old, they do not need your help. When do they need your help? Now when they are 60, 70, 80, 90, he cannot even walk to the masjid maybe. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. When they are by you, in the car. So when your parents are old, you're supposed to be there by them, or you, they are by you, not in an old age home, not in the outbuilding, not far from you. Because that's the time they need you the most. Both of them or one of them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even tell them the word uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not even chide them and criticize them. Yes, they might be senile. They might be difficult. They are in their second childhood. They might be doing things that are very strange. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in a respectful, honorable manner. O youth of luster, O Ummat Muslimah, you are flying now. Flying with your mobile, flying with your computers, flying with your emails. Your father, mother does not even know how to switch on the computer now and send an email. So Almighty Allah gives this metaphor, the simile. What a beautiful example Allah is giving. The child, the son, the daughter, is flying with their degrees, is in full flight in airborne. Now your father comes, your mother comes, what should you do? وَخَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Take that wings of yours and these are your wings, your shoulders. And you bring them in, lower your wings in front of your father, in front of your mother, although they might not be so educated like you, although they are not so sophisticated like you. And min al-rahma, out of compassion, then the dua you make, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Show me any faith, any ideology, any philosophy that can teach you a dua that is equivalent to this dua. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Allah, my sustainer, my nourisher, you have mercy on my father and mother as they nurtured me, as they groomed me whilst I was little, whilst I was young. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Sons, daughters, when last did you go to your mother and kiss her hand? When last did you go to your father and kiss him on the forehead? When will you do this? The day he dies? When he dies, then you want to kiss him? When your mother dies, then you want to kiss her? Now you have the time and the opportunity. Kullu dhanbin, the Master Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and we know of so many and several examples. In sha'afa anhu wa in sha'azabahu. Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is His prerogative. If He wants, He would forgive the person. If He wants, He will punish the person. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except this crime of disobedience, rebelliousness against one's parents. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Almighty Allah surely will punish that person in this world before death overtakes him. Any son, any daughter, you can be a how, the world can tell you are successful. But you treated your parents badly. And if they are alive, go and make peace with them. If they have passed away, cry and beg Allah for forgiveness. Allah is of forgiving. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one crime, Allah will not wait till the year after. Allah will punish that person in this world for the crime he perpetrated and committed. And that is this. And this is what we find today. One of the greatest signs of Qiyamah. No respect for our father, no respect for our mother, because the education we are bringing in our minds is something that is of a rebellious nature. We think our parents are outdated, orthodox, backward people. We are people who are liberated, progressive, and we are all enlightened people. That what good is all that education when you cannot take the du'as of your parents? Your computer, your cars, your wife, your husbands. I'm speaking to the woman now. That all, everything is replaceable. Your father, mother are not replaceable. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe, after all messengers, prophets and anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the greatest companion of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Then we come to the tabi'een, the successors, the people who met the sahaba. Who is the greatest? Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua for one person and said, Khairu tabi'in, Sayyidu tabi'in, Uwais al-Qarni. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing the sahabas in Madinah to Rasul. Uwais radiallahu anhu is there in his mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen means he lived in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. From Yemen to come to Medina is not that far, but he had a mother, advanced and old in age. He himself suffered from leprosy, that is Uwais. And what happens? That he said, I will leave the sharaf and honor of becoming a companion, but I will continue serving my mother. You know his virtue? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, when you meet Uwais, you tell him to make dua for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ruled the ummah for 2.25 years. His demise takes place, radiallahu anhu warda. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, the first person to be called Amirul Mu'mineen in this ummah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, goes for Hajj from Madinah Munawwara. When the Yemeni delegation comes, is there Uwais? No Uwais. Second time, is there Uwais? No Uwais. 1 year he goes for Hajj and he asks the delegation from Yemen, is Uwais there? He says yes. Sayyidina Umar, ruling half the same world, with his empire, he goes himself to Uwais And he tells Uwais, make dua for me. Uwais says, you, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, I must make dua. He said, ya Uwais, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said this, when we meet you, then you should make dua for us. For Baka Uwais, Uwais starts to cry. He realizes the khidmah of his mother made him mustajab ud-da'wat. Serving his mother made him a person that when he raises his hands to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will accept his du'as. Brothers and sisters in Islam, remember you will never be successful if you sever ties with your parents. Household, ignorant they might be, and you can be a household educated. But when you come, bring down the wings of yours that are flying and stand in front of them with love, with respect, and see a story. It's not Quran, it's not Sunnah, it is a story. The father stood with his son in the veranda and he asked his son, Ya Bunayya, O son, what's flying there? The son said, that it is a bird, O Abi, O father. He spoke nicely. After 1-2 minutes, the father asked him, O son, what's flying? He said, O father, a bird. After 2-3 minutes, the father asked the third time, O son, what's flying? The son was enraged, infuriated. How many times did I tell you a bird is flying there? Father wants to teach his son wisdom. He takes out his small diary. Ya Bunayya, you see my beloved son, one day 20 years ago, we sat here in this veranda, and I was carrying you. You were 2-3 years old, and you asked me, Ya Abati, O father, what's flying there? So I told you a bird. Again, after 1 minute, you asked me, what's flying? 20 times you asked me, and 20 times with love I told you it is a bird. Today 3 times I asked you, and you were enraged and infuriated. Is this what we want? Kama tadinu tudan. As you treat others, so you'll be treated. So one point I want to make actually, and that is, that Islam does not allow us at any point. This is Islam, brothers. You live in a culture, multicultural society. If someone embraces Islam, his parents are non-Muslim, you know what Quran says? وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You, the Muslim, you must live with your non-Muslim parents with equity and justice. To go against them in things that are permissible, to break their command in things that are permissible. The non-Muslim mother says, bring water for me. The non-Muslim father says, bring my shoes. And that Muslim son, Muslim daughter says, no, go to hell, I'm not interested in you. He committed a sin as far as Islam goes. This is deen of Islam. Understand what Islam is, brothers. Number one. Number two. Today we have so many picnics, entertainment. I'm going for golf. I'm going for soccer. We're going for cricket. We don't have time. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. The person will bring his friend near and make his own family members far. So no time for his father, brother, anyone. But for his same friends, he will have so much time. وَأَدْنَا صَدِيقَهُ. He will bring his friends so near. My whole life rotates around my friends. We forget our family. We forget everyone. What is friendship today? You get 3 types of muhabba. One type of muhabba and love is muhabbat e dhati. You love the person because he is that person. Like a parent. I spoke of parents. Parents' love for children is the purest form of love. The child can be how mischievous, he can be so making so much shararat and so much turmoil. But as the father, mother, you love it. You love the child 100%. That is muhabbat azati. You love the person without any ulterior motive. Second one, muhabbat sifati. Masjid Umar, I believe Mawlana Sindhi told me that Sheikh Shuraim came here. I'm sure you all went so excited. But if Sheikh Shuraim is here now, what will you tell him, most of you? Sheikh, salamu alaikum. And then? What will you tell him? He can't speak your Gujarati and Meman and Urdu and all. So you love the man because of the wonderful recitation of Quran. You know Sheikh Saud Shureyb? He finished Quran Hifz in 6 months. That is Sheikh Saud Shureyb. So Sheikh Saud Shureyb was here. You don't love the Zat, you don't love the person per se. You love the quality of that person. The way he recites Quran. The way Allah chose him to be the Imam and the Khatib of Majlul Haram. So muhabbat-e-zati, muhabbat-e-sifati, and mine and yours, my friend, my dears, muhabbat-e-roti. How much can I get out of him? You youngsters, you say, my friend, ma, just wait, I don't have time, I'm going, my friend. Daddy, just wait, no time, I'm going, my friend. That friend likes you because your pockets are full. That friend likes you because you're driving a smart car. That friend likes you because you've got a smart sister. He doesn't like you. He's using you as a wasita, as an intermediary. He got some other ulterior motive. But you as a simple Simon think, hey, he likes me. After you get your sister, I mean, goodbye to you. So these things. So brothers, we must remember these things here, that Islam taught us Ashratu Sa'ah. They were to the more serious ones. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Inna rabbakum laysa bi'a'war. Brothers, if someone has to come in now into the masjid, a non-Muslim, and he asks us, where's your first Qibla? We will say Majidul Aqsa. Where's Majidul Aqsa? You will say, in Jerusalem al-Quds. What's the meaning of Jerusalem? The city of peace. What is the meaning of Al-Quds? Sacred. What is the meaning of Palestine? What is the meaning of Palestine? Then we look down. Palestine means Al-Ardul Khadra. You need to go to the land of Palestine and then you will see Qiyamah unfolding. I'm giving you now. I'll give you the references as well. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that Inna rabbakum laysa bi'awar. Remember your God, your sustainer, nourisher, your Allah is not a'war. A'war means to be damaged with the eye. You know, in colloquial English, cock eye. You know? He's not like that. And every time when you read Salat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's command, Ta'awwadhu billahi min arba'in. Seek Allah's protection from 4 things. Seek Allah's protection from the fire. Seek Allah's protection from Jahannam. Seek Allah's protection min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. Learn this dua on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Till there you know. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. Min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. Min fitna, from the turmoil, the chaos. Min fitna al-Masih. Why is he called Masih? Isa alayhi salatu salam is called Masihullah. Because when he went to the child who was born blind, when he went to the leper, the person suffering from leprosy, he would make masah on him and the person would be cured. Wa uhyil mawta bi-idhnillah. With the command and permission of Almighty Allah. Therefore Nabi Isa alayhi salam is called Masihullah. Why is Dajjal called Masih? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil Masih al-Dajjal. Masih means Mamsuhul Ayn. His eye is damaged. So therefore, don't confuse the words. Therefore, I give you Isa alayhi salam first. I'm giving you a Dajjal. Dajjal. When a person is involved in an accident, they take him to the clinic, to the hospital. High care, intensive care. Dajjal has an intensive meaning. The big deceiver, the big duper. This Dajjal, one Sahabi, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, the hadith is in Tirmidhi. They are both, their ship got to move from here to there. He met Dajjal. We the Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah believe Dajjal is born already in existence. So who met him? Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. You know Tamim Dari? Your masjid has such a wonderful light. I don't know how much it costs you, brothers. But you know the history of lights? You know? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjid is Masjid al-Nabawi. Who put the first lamp and light? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Till the 9th year there were no lights. In the 9th year Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu came from Syria, that side there. It was dark at night. He used to sell lamps and lanterns. He placed the light and lamp there in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah. He saw the masjid was illuminated. Who placed these lamps? Sahaba gestured and pointed towards Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so pleased and happy. Oh Tamim, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in marriage. You got the history of lights now? Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu meets Dajjal. Dialogue takes place. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, this happened, that happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 100% right is Dajjal. Now my brothers, where is the Dajjal going to operate? I told you about Palestine. Today if you go to Palestine, here is Tel Aviv, here is Jerusalem Al-Quds. In between, I told you I've been there 5 times with Allah's help. So in between Tel Aviv and Al-Quds, Jerusalem, you will find Lod, L-O-D. And you will find it written there in Arabic as well, Lam Dal. Open all the hadith kitabs, Tirmizi, Abu Dawood, all of them you will find, Musnad Ahmad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the greatest functions of Masih of Isa alayhi salatu salam, the one Masih will kill and slay the other Masih. Masih Isa alayhi salatu salam will kill who? Dajjal, Masihud Dajjal, at Babul Lud. So you understood where Babul Lud is now? So Babul Lud is between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Lam Dal, L-O-D. And today there's a small airport there. This is not in the hadith, one alim just said this. He said maybe Dajjal want to take flight, you know, run in the plane and take run away. So before he can go away, Isa alayhi salam will just catch him and slaughter him there. But that's what the alim said, it's not in the hadith that. Okay. So this you must. I told you one sign already. Second one. You heard of Ya'juj Ma'juj? Ya'juj Ma'juj, Quran speaks about them. Zulqarnain built a big, big wall. Go read Surah Kahf. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Our mothers and sisters all day they look in the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the prettiest of them all? Whole day they're looking. How white they can become. Put more cream, more powder. More. Sometimes the soap and the cream will come dark in complexion, but they won't get white. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah. Second riwayat, Laylat al-jumu'ah, now, at night. So you can read tonight, read tomorrow, both. أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَتَيْنِ. Read Surah Kahf tonight, the night of Friday or tomorrow. Allah will give you that nur, light and luster and splendor from one Friday to the next Friday. Automatic nur Allah will place for you. Place for you in this world, place for you in the qabr, place for you on day of Qiyamah also. Make that habit. Read the story, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They ask you about ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Long story, he traveled to the east, he traveled to the west and all. Then he went to that place, they told him, this Ya'juj Ma'juj mufsiduna fil ard. They're committing this mischief and turmoil on this earth, Ya Rasulullah. You please, oh the ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ, that they're causing this mischief, that please you sort it out. So he said, you help me, and they built a big, big wall. Where's the wall? Allah alone knows. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day woke up and agitated, worried. Waylul lil Arab, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs, min sharri qad iqtarab, because of the evil that has come so near to them. Especially for who? For the Ummah at large, but especially for? The Arabs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So the Zainab radiallahu anha, the Ravi of the Hadith, the reporter of the Hadith, say, what happened, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that wall, does Ya'juj Ma'juj have made a big opening already in that wall? And the people who will suffer the most when they are let loose will be who? The Arabs. She asked, Ya Rasulullah, can we be destroyed? Anuhulak wa fina salihun? Can we be destroyed when we have pious people? Listen to the words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am, idha kathur al-khabath. Yes, when vice becomes predominant. Always there will be kashmakash. There will be a conflict situation between vice and virtue. But when the vice becomes predominant, then remember the invitation is set for the chastisement of Almighty Allah. And you know, you speak Urdu, Allah ki lati be awaz. You saw what Katrina did? You saw what Rita is doing? So that is power of... You saw what tsunami did? So that is the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Brothers, now that Quran spoke about, now to take you to Palestine. We give you a lesson today on Palestine. If you study Palestine, Palestine, you will know in there Tel Aviv is, there they have the Mediterranean Sea. If you go on the other side, you will find a nation who committed sodomy. I told you yesterday about Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve. So a nation who committed Adam and Steve, Allah punished them to such an extent that till today it is known Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. Nothing can survive there. If you take altitude into consideration, miracle of Quran. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ. A nation who committed sodomy, Allah sent the brimstones of them. His name was ABC. On that stone was written ABC, Musawwama. That person who committed sodomy, on that stone was written XYZ. It came down and destroyed him. And today that is the lowest portion on this earth in the land of Palestine. Come on the other side. One side is Mediterranean. One side is the Dead Sea, Al-Bahrul Mayyid. Go the other side. What's the other side? Buhayra Tabariya. Go open Mishkat. Go open Musnad Ahmad. You will find it. The Tiberias. When you go home now, open your atlas, go to your internet, and then you'll start seeing all these things. One side you will find Mediterranean, one side you will find the Dead Sea. Once I saw all this with my own eyes, alhamdulillah. Buhayra Tabariya. When Ya'juj, Ma'juj are giving permission to get that loose, they themselves will say, once upon a time there was water here. But when they are let loose, they will be in such huge numbers, by the time they like the second half or the last third of them come, they will have drank all the water in the Tiberias. What we call it? Tabariya. In English they call it Tiberias. So brothers, if I believe you as UK citizens and British passport, you can go there. If you go, then don't just make one, two things and run away. Go visit all these places. You will see Qiyamah unfolding in front of your eyes. I have to see Babul Lut. Where is Lord? I have to see Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. Not to go take a jump in it. Qul siru fil ardi fanzuru. Travel on this earth of Allah and see kayfa kana aqibatul mukazzibin. What was the end result of those who rejected the messengers? Go to Buhayra Tabariya, Tiberias, and that is where they will come out. Ya'juj Ma'juj. A time will come again when no nuclear, no nothing, all AK-47, everything all finished. So what will happen? Ya'juj Ma'juj will overrun everybody, and they will take their bow and arrows, and they will say, "Qatilna man fil ard." We killed everybody on this earth. Isa alayhi salam and his followers, they will have taken sanctuary there by one mountain. They will take their bow and arrows. They will say, "Now we want to kill man fil sama." They will shoot the arrows in the sky. It will come back filled with blood. They say, "We kill God also." They said, "We kill God also." That is time of, I broke up the signs. Number one, the small signs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our sign, disobedient to parents, kasratu zina, fornication, adultery, kasratu shurub al-khamar, the alcohol, drugs. We can see it rife and rampant. Then the major, major signs will be, now Qiyamah is unfolding, Dajjal. I told you what will happen. Quickly, I'm just touching on them. Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will come down, where? In Damascus. And when he comes down there, what will be his function? The Mahdi will be already there. The Mahdi's function will be to bring about Islam and reformation among the rank and file of the Muslims. His honor and rank is so high. The first salat. Listen to this. You need to learn some maslas and some verdicts and fatawa. When Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descends, Isa ibn Maryam, the Jews also believe somebody will come down. The Christians also believe somebody will come down. We also believe somebody will come down. The Shias also believe somebody will come down. But everyone will come down. Everybody got somebody different. So understand who we're talking about. I'll tell you now. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he comes down, what will happen? Then it will be Salat time. The Iqamah will have started. Hazrat Mahdi will be here on the Imam's Musalla. When he sees Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will walk back. Isa alayhi salam is commanded, you must read the Salat behind one ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You see the rank and status of this ummah? A masla, when the muazzin gives the iqamah, one big sheikh, Sheikh Shurim comes in, so the imam walks back. No, you mustn't walk back. From there we deduce this masla, that if the greatest person can come, and the iqamah started already, the imam is in a place of the where the imam is to perform salat, he must stay there, he must not walk back. Because Hazrat Mahdi must continue the salat, and Nabi Isa alayhi salam will follow him. Who is Nabi Isa alayhi salam that we speak about? Isa ibn Maryam. Who is the Isa alayhi salam the Jews speak about? They say he is from the Aulad Dawood, from King David's progeny. That is not the Isa alayhi salam. They also believe somebody will come, that he will be a Messiah and all these things here. We don't accept that. The Christians also believe Jesus will come, the Son of God. We reject it. The Shias also believe Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, Masih will come, meaning Masih, the Messiah would come. The Mahdi will come, they say rather. Who is the Mahdi? They got the Mahdi as is there in Surah Man Ra'a. He is in one cave and all these things here, and he would come. We don't believe in that Mahdi. You must understand who is meant by Mahdi and who is meant by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Qadianis, obviously you all know, they say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam died already in Kashmir, in Srinagar, and is buried and finished and everything, end of the story. So all that you need to reject. The Mahdi alayhi radiallahu anhu will be function to make Islam bring about reformation in this ummah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's function will be to call people, the non-Muslims, and before the death of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they all will embrace Islam or they will perish. Wa in min ahli al-kitab illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawti. So we need to understand this, one of the miracles. Almighty Allah spoke about in Quran. So the people of the book, Christian, Jews, others, what will happen? That before they die, before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam dies, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down physically and he will get married, he'll have children. There's a book written on it in Urdu, Arabic, all that, you can read it. So in there you will find everything. And then he will come to Medina to Rasul. And there when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried, then there Ibn Jawzi has mentioned this in his work. And then Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away and be buried next to Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabiyan, two Nabis and two Sahaba. How honorable their rank must be. One side Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one side Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then one side Sayyidina Abu Bakr, one side Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma. So you need to understand, all these things will happen before Qiyamah. Baytullah. Bukhari hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I see that person coming from Habasha ذُسُوَيْقَتَيْنِ, meaning that this year, his sock, what you call shin, you know you play soccer, so you play with your calf, so your calf, your shin, so the person from Habasha will come from Ethiopia side, Africa side, and he will take the Baytullah brick by brick, block by block, and he will destroy the Baytullah. So we need to understand that is also one of the major signs of Qiyamah occurring. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Khurujud Dabbah. Quran speaks about it also. Do we know what is Khurujud Dabbah? A huge animal will come out. And what does Quran say? Tukallimuhum. That animal will speak to them. When all these things happen, then there is no time for Tawbah. The doors of Tawbah are finished. The sun, we all know it rises normal, that day it will rise abnormal. Another direction. So at Tawbah, the doors of Tawbah finished then. So these are all the major, major things. When we know, and day of Qiyamah itself, what will happen? If you just want two, three verses quickly. Ya ayyuhan nas uttaqu rabbakum. O humankind, fear your sustainer and nourisher. Inna zalzalat as-saati shay'un azim. That zalzala, that earthquake, that earth tremor is shay'un azim. Something great, great proportions. Do you know what will happen? يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِيَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُنَّا. And the woman, the Quran says, you will see the woman who is breastfeeding, she will forget to breastfeed the child. The woman who are pregnant, they will just abort their child, they will lose their child, miscarry their child. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will look at people as though they are intoxicated, but they are not intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. All our secrets, everything, the earth will throw everything out. That human being who's dead, that day will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What has happened? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day the ground will speak. Who committed fornication? Who committed adultery? Who paid bribery? Who drank the alcohol? Everything would come out. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla send the inspiration to it. You don't say revelation. Revelation is for Anbiya only. So that is just briefly I gave you the day of Qiyamah. I want to take you to another angle, brothers. We can continue speaking about the signs of Qiyamah, everything. The verse I read in the beginning, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. For humanity, the time for hisab has come. You are a businessman, you have a financial year. You know when your financial year ends in South Africa, it ends end of February, yeah, I think it's end of April. You know you have to get your documentation and your tax and everything in order. Because it is imminent now that the year is ending. Death is something inevitable. We all have to die. Which person here can say he's not going to die? When a person is drunk, Allah forbid. When a person is intoxicated, I just read the verse now. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They, when you look at them, they'll be drunk, intoxicated, but they're not drunk. Allah's punishment is severe. Death, when it comes, it will come with intoxication. When death comes, it will come with make us drunk. Quran. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Why do you call it sakarat? Why do you call it sakarat? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Because when a person is intoxicated, he drank, Allah forbid, that alcohol, the drugs, he loses control of his senses. When the death comes and overtakes that person, he loses control of his senses. He cannot control his urine. He cannot control his senses. He loses everything. Now the transfer is taking place from one realm to the next realm, from one world to the next world. Death is not annihilation. Death is a transfer from one world to the next world. And that world is called barzakh. وَمِيُّ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Brothers, this is what Quran is telling us. This is our concern. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. When the hisab is near, what is our response and reaction? وهم في غفلة مؤردون. And they are in their unmindfulness, turning more and more away. The more lectures we hear, the more we go and enjoy ourselves. The more tapes we hear, the more we say, let us go and buy more Hollywood and Bollywood. Think about it seriously. I told you of Palestine, let me take you to Iraq. You know Iraq? The non-Muslim comes to you every day on TV, on radio, he's seeing Iraq. What does Iraq mean? You know what Iraq means? Iraq has the Furat, the Euphrates River. Iraq has the Hijla, the Tigris River. In that Tigris River, one of the greatest scholars, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, is buried there. Wulid abi Baghdad, wutwufi abi Baghdad. Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's grave is in the Tigris. Bishr Hafiz is there and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there. I've been there, alhamdulillah. The shore, the banks that you see of the Euphrates and the Tigris, that shore and that bank, that is Iraq. I take you to the sage of the age, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. You know what he says? Listen to this, brothers, and think properly. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. He's saying, O Muslim, O Muslimah, every day how many coffins and how many shrouds are being washed? You who have Channel Islam International in your radio or on the internet, you hear so and so person passed away, janazah this time. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. But me and you, who know that death is imminent, who know that death is hovering above our head, we are so busy in the marketplace, in the souk, in the malls. How is the dollar doing today? How is the pound doing today? How is the euro performing? Allah is asking, Zalim, how are you performing? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُهُ. How many a grave is being dug every day? You come to where I come from, some of you visited us there, Allah give you jazai khair for your love and you come to visit us. There is in Lanesia, next to where we are, just 2-3 kilos, a graveyard called the Avalon Graveyard, one of the busiest graveyards in the whole of South Africa. If you look per grave, if you look any day of the week, you will find 8 graves ready. What does it tell you? How busy the graveyard is. What you do tomorrow, tomorrow is sunnah. من زار قبر والديه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that visit the graveyard of your parents, both of them or one of them, on a Friday, your sins are forgiven. It's hadith in Bayhaqi. Just look at a vacant and empty grave, just look inside and you will see your hair will start standing up. You will start feeling a tremble. Who is the next person to be going to be buried there? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani goes on, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But me and you, the person who will one day be buried, he is so deceived and duped with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today, I just bought my new car, my new 4x4. Now I'm driving. People are greeting. We don't know if they're greeting me or greeting my new car. If there's any lawyer here, attorney, solicitor, make me maaf, you know. The person graduated from law school. The father said, let me keep one big jalsa. People were invited far and wide. People stood in a line in a queue to go and shake hands. The father came to the son and whispered in his ear, son, you're a hopeless lawyer, hopeless solicitor, hopeless advocate and attorney. Said, sir, father, you didn't even see me ever. I'm in court. He said, I don't have to see you. You stand in front of people with your hand in your pocket like this. If you're a sharp and smart lawyer, your hands will be in other people's pockets. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. You take our mothers. Today my daughter got fixed. Day of Mitai. After 1 month, 2 months, the wedding will take place. What joy and happiness. Then after 1 day, the walima will take place. And after 1 year, we become grandparents. Bring the akikah meat. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. The occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. We think we're going to live in the dream world. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُوا How many a person, his mouth is smiling today. He went to the doctor gave him a clean bill of health. Man, you're healthy, you can go. Take a walk for another 10 kilos. Ride the bicycle for 50 kilos. He never reached his home and he collapsed, heart attack. وَوَا أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُوا Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, very soon you become history, you become halak. So that is the message Allah is giving us with all these signs. When you see the badal and you see the clouds, it's overcast and you know in England and you know in Leicester, then what happens? These are signs that the rain is coming. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a buzruk and a pious person. You can see the athar and the signs already. Everything is going wrong in our life. Is that not a sign I have to make peace with Allah? Is that not a sign I have to turn more to Allah? For what are we waiting? Allah blessing us, still giving us one more Ramadan, inshallah. So before Ramadan comes, brothers, I told you yesterday, I told you the other day, or the other masjid, tahriqu al-dhunub, to incinerate our sins. One tear has to come out before Ramadan. If the one tear comes out also, with sincerity, with remorse and regret, that one tear is so beloved in the eyes of Almighty Allah. So brothers, we need to make peace with our Creator, make peace with our fellow human beings, and in that way, make this firm intention that I am going to change for the better, not only for Ramadan, but change my life, because I know death is imminent. The small Qiyamah is waiting for me. My death comes, my Qiyamah started already. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. So and last one, let me just finish it on this. Tirmizi's hadith, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, what he said? Hasibu qabla an tuhasab. Every person, you're a shopkeeper, you brought your son in the business, you brought your brother in the business, you want hisab kitab. How's the business performing? What's the assets? What's the liabilities? What's the nafa? How's the profit going? Allah is saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا Take account of yourself, take stock of yourself before the stock is taken. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua to teach us, اللَّهُمَّ حَاسِبْنَا حِسَابِ يَسِيرًا Oh Allah, make our account, our hisab easy. His consort, our mother, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha's title is Siddiqa, her father's title is Siddiq. Said, Ya Rasulullah, what's the meaning of this? Allahumma hasibna hisab yasira. We're going Sunday to the airport. You're going tomorrow, next week to the airport. When you go to the airport or you land, they have one red light, they have one green light. Nothing to declare, green light. Something to declare, red light. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma hasibna hisab yasira. ذَلِكَ الْأَرْضِ Go, 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 no problem. Allah say go, you just show your face and you go. Go, carry on. ذَلِكَ الْأَرْضِ But if Allah starts, مَنْ نُوْقِشَ اُذِّبَ Open the bags, stand here, I want to question you. So that is not حِسَابِ يَسِيرًا Then, when Allah starts the question. Once Allah starts asking, come today now, interrogation, investigation, finish, that person is gone. So the dua, learn, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. And the greatest dua, I take you back to Iraq. Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah. They were not people like us, you know. If you go to his grave, it's written the Sayyidu Ta'ifa, the leader of that group of pious people. Someone asked him, oh Junaid, who's better? Me and you, someone has to ask us, say, come here, we pick up our sleeves, I'll show you who's better. They asked him, you better or the dog there, they pointed that side or that side, is that better? Be honest, someone has to ask me, ask you, what will you say? Say, come, I fix you, I'll show you who is better. And listen. He said, it depends. I said, what you mean it depends? He said, if I die with Iman, if I die with Iman, then I'm better than the dog. And if I die without Iman, even the dog is better than me. Brothers, the greatest dua we need to make tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, tomorrow, is, Oh Allah, let me die with Iman. Let our children here preserve this iman and die with iman. Jazakallah khair to all of you brothers, sisters, children. And I must thank Maulana Ashraf Sahib once again, our Maulana Sindhi Sahib, all the trustees and officials. I don't know you, but anyway, our duas are with you. Jazakallah. I had a wonderful time in Leicester.